Federal Service student ambassadors are out spreading the good word about your agency on college campuses all over the country. Tim McManus is the Vice President for Education and Outreach, the Partnership for Public Service, here to talk about what they're doing to raise awareness and interest in working for the government and specifically for your agency. It's Tim. Tim, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Great to be on.
You have talked about this before, so I want to dig into this model because I think the model is really interesting. There are four major points I want to ask you about as you're working up this ambassadors program. One of them is outstanding interns. What's the key there to identifying the right people to get into this program?
The key is they've had a great experience, and that's probably first and foremost, Francis. Somebody who has not had a good experience in an internship working with your agency, they're clearly not going to be the best spokesperson or the best ambassador for you back on the campus. The second point is really around ensuring that they're well connected and they're involved in campus activities, but not overly involved. So again, they've got touches with a lot of different students, a lot of faculty, but if this is something that they're simply trying to do is to build their resume, not going to be successful because they're not going to be able to devote the time to it.
So you're looking for somebody who has had a great experience at your agency and who is committed and willing to tell that story and spread it as far and wide as possible instead of to a narrowly focused audience on that campus.
Absolutely right.
All right. Summer training and continued professional development. Talk about what you do for these people after they've been at the agencies and they're headed back to the campuses.
Yeah, I think one of the mistakes we often make, and whether it's with student ambassadors or our recruiters or hiring managers or anybody when we try to recruit, is we think, okay, we can do one little training and set them out there and hope that they can talk about the agency, or we can give them one experience. And that's clearly not the case for any of those audiences, including former interns who are now ambassadors. We actually do a fairly rigorous training, either in person or virtual types of trainings, to give them opportunities to tell their story so that they can tell it in a compelling way, talk about the work that they did at the agency, talk about why others should consider federal government, and then dive into both specific jobs at that agency but also broader term benefits, not only in that agency but across government as well. Again, giving them the tools that they need to really not only be able to translate their experience to the rest of their peers, but also know where they can turn to for additional resources, additional information. We don't simply do that over the course of a few days and then let them loose. It's also important to continue to provide that throughout the entire year as well.
All right. The next element is creative and targeted on-campus outreach. And the creative part was what caught my eye because I can picture the stereotypical student standing behind a table at a job fair kind of thing. And that's not bad. That needs to be done too. But there's a lot of other people, obviously, at those things trying to attract people's attention. And I imagine getting these unique touches, as you call them, are the really beneficial contacts that these people make.
That's actually what we've seen to be the most beneficial. So it's less, and again, we'd say this with a federal recruiter as well, it's less important that you actually stand in, with your table at a career fair along with a lot of other agencies. Make yourself known, get out there, do in-class presentations, talk to faculty, talk to student groups. We've got a lot of these folks who are actually writing articles and profiling things that they've done in their student newspapers and things of that sort. So again, making a splash on the campus where they stand out from everybody else who's trying to get student attention.
All right, the fourth piece here is real-time results. How do you measure those results? And other than just raw number of bodies coming into the agencies, what's the successful result?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of things that we look for. So again, to your broad promotion of federal service, yes, we're expecting that the ambassadors and the agencies are expecting that the ambassadors reach a lot of people. But from there, you kind of use that reverse funnel, and you say, or that funnel, and you say, now let's specifically look at students who are really interested in the types of jobs that we need, and develop real leads where after you've talked to them once or twice, you continue to handhold them through the process a little bit more, make sure that they're going to be successful. Ultimately, then, looking at how many of those folks are actually applying. So it's not simply that you're building their knowledge, their interest, their enthusiasm for federal service. How many are applying? How many are getting in to the system, and how many are actually being successful as well? Ultimately, that's actually the measure of whether or not this program should work for an agency or not, is not simply that they're out there touching the masses, but that it's developing a direct pipeline now and well into the future.
The issue, too, and this is something we've talked about before, is not necessarily, I would think, how many, just how many, but as you said, how many are successful once they're in, because if you bring in 10,000 people and only 1,000 of them are successful, you've wasted a whole lot of time and opportunity.
That's exactly right. And again, you know, the issue that government really needs to work on, and I think this is particularly now in these tight times, we've talked about this before, Francis, is you really don't have an opportunity here to make a bad hire. I mean, if you make a bad hire, you're going to be paying for it for a real long time, particularly given hiring constraints that are on you and everything else. If you've got an ambassador who actually knows students and knows faculty members and knows the types of groups to go to on a campus, they can spend their time really well targeting the right people for that agency, which ultimately is probably going to mean, hopefully is going to mean, that those folks who are coming into the application process are going to be much more qualified and hopefully make it through the system and then, of course, stay.
The Federal Service Student Ambassadors Program, we have more information about it linked up at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks a lot, as always, Tim.
Thank you.